I wouldn't call them ma'am and sir then. And they would have to be of my social class or higher before I'd call them ma'am and sir. Probably, unless it might slip out sometime. I might say yes ma'am to somebody or yes sir to somebody. I would have always said it to teachers.
Mm-hmm.
To people to whom I was supposed to show respect.
You say, it wasn't just a little cold this morning, it was...
It was really cold. It was terribly cold. It was extremely cold, very cold. Freezing!
If a man was hammering and he hit his thumb, what exclamations might he have?
A man might have a lot more than I would.
Well, what would you probably say?
I would probably say, let's see, what would I be likely? If I hit my thumb, I would probably...
Or what exclamations would you say if something made you mad or...
I might say damn. I'd probably say drat. I'd probably say rats if I did something myself that I thought was bad. I do not swear a lot. About the strongest I say is God damn it if I'm just driven to the wall with something, with things happening to me.
Does it strike you as crude to hear so much?
Yes. It does. I'm less offended than I used to be, but I'm still offended by four-letter words in mixed company. And it's, you know, I know it's a cultural thing, but my goodness, I never would have opened my mouth to pronounce those words when I was growing up. And now I hear them all the time.
What would you say if something surprised you?
I'd probably say, good heavens, or gracious, or goodness gracious.
What if you were disgusted with yourself for doing something stupid? Any exclamation?
Oh, I might say, God damn it, or I might say, oh. I have occasionally said tarnation as a joking word that a lot of older people would use.
What about shucks or something like that?
Yeah, I might say, aw shucks, but probably not. Aw shucks sounds to me like something you say when somebody gives you a compliment and you duck your head and stub your toe in the dust. You say, aw shucks.
If someone says,
oh shoot, I say. That was something my great grandmother always said.
What?
Shoot. Oh uh-huh. Shoot. And she used to have some other ones that, besides drat, that she said. Drat I picked up from her. Drat it. Dad rat it. those are mostly the ones I commonly use.
If someone said something that you resented, you might say, well, the very, what?
Idea. Well, the idea of you.
Okay.
Saying that.
And if a friend of yours says good morning, what might you ask them then?
How are you doing? How are you?
And when you're introduced to a stranger, what might you say?
Nice to meet you. Good to meet you. I'd still say, how are you? Or something like that probably.
And if someone had done you a favor, you might say, thank you, I'm much.
I wouldn't say I'm much obliged.
How does that sound?
Quaint. I could possibly say it, but again, I don't think I would. It doesn't sound wrong. It just doesn't sound like something I would say.
Say if some people were leaving your house after a visit, you might tell them,
come back soon, or come again. Y'all come back.
Huh?
Y'all come back.
And how would you greet someone on December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
What about on the 1st of January?
Happy New Year.
Anything else you ever heard besides Merry Christmas? Or?
I heard Christmas gift, but I heard it as someone quoting the Old South, the Civil War, and those days.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't anybody using it still. It was somebody quoting it. And I've heard people, you know, who will say Christmas gift, but they'll say it not as something they commonly use, but as something they're remembering from even before they were born times.
What about New Year's gift? Did you ever hear that?
Never. And Christmas gift was something you usually said to the help, or they said to you, rather than something you said to your social equals.
You say, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.